Good afternoon, Rand Machine. This is Irene. May I help you?
Hi, Irene. Is Herman there?
May I tell him calling?
Yeah, this is Danny with Cardiff.
One moment.
Thank you.
Hello?
Is this Herman?
Yes.
Hey, Herman, this is Danny with the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
All right. I don't recall your bank. Have we talked before?
It might have been, yeah, it looks like it was about back in December. It's been a while. A little refresher, we do equipment finance and working capital.
Oh, okay.
And, yeah, you said you didn't have any needs but to check back in around this time. So I just want to circle back with you and see if you had anything coming up. It looks like we have you pre-approved for up to, like, 250K.
Yeah. Not right now. We got into it with, kind of looking at it seriously, and we've got an SBA loan, and now it screwed that all up, so I got to be careful on what I do.
Yeah.
So right now we're not interested. It may come up again in the future, but I don't know. I've got a file with everybody's stuff stuffed in it.
So yeah.
If it does come up, I'll give you a call. All right?
Okay. Is there like a time of year you typically add on equipment or kind of reevaluate?
I'm waiting for presidents to change.
Yeah, so is everyone else. It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's amazing how often I hear that.
Yeah, I hope Trump does well in Wisconsin today.
Yeah, I think he will. It's pretty crazy with like all this, the riot stuff that you're seeing on him, though.
Well, I think that's being paid for by Democrats.
Oh, you think so?
Oh, yeah. Well, that one I had in Missouri, the cop killed the black kid.
Yeah.
Had all the riots out there.
Uh-huh.
That rich guy, George Soros, hired all the blacks from Atlanta, Georgia, and bust them up there to do the protests.
No way.
It's a couple $1 million to do that.
Really?
That's bullshit. Yeah, that's really bullshit. And I wouldn't doubt they're doing the same thing for Trump right now. They're hiring people to go in and cause riots and nonsense like that. And I wish this whole thing was over with.
I know.
Make him president and go from there.
Yeah,
he may
no.
not be the best choice, but he's mean enough to make it stick.
Exactly, and I think that's all we need right now, you know, as the country.
Yeah, we don't even need a mean person. I'd rather have Clint Eastwood with a six gun
right? Yeah.
He's 85 now, so he's down to the point where he's not willing to take all this pressure, I don't think.
Yeah, but that's what we need, though, I know, to kind of kick everything back. Yes, get everything back.
This political correctness, tell him to shut up and sit down.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I hear you, man. But, I know. What do you think, like, how he's going to change the country as far as...
Undo everything they've done for the last 8 years with Obama.
Yeah,
just undo
like with Obama.
Healthcare, the military, build it back up.
Yeah.
Keep the Muslim people from coming in.
Yeah.
There's too many terrorists mixed into them.
It's true.
We don't need that bullshit over here.
Yeah, we really don't.
Things to worry about. So.
Yeah.
And I hope he builds a wall between Mexico and
Yeah.
They showed on news the other night, they had a wall that these guys were climbing over it. It was no more difficult than climbing up a ladder to get over the wall.
Really?
Yeah. And, something made a noise, so they climbed back down. It was no problem. You know, it's just too easy to cross. I don't know what they need to do. It's something where they, every 5 seconds, they charge it with about 1 million volts of electricity.
Yeah, that could work. No, I know, that's such a huge problem, and I did hear him, you know, talk about that, but, only time will tell.
We can't afford it. We got 12 million illegal Mexicans here that we can get to build it for us.
Yeah.
Give them a shovel and a wheelbarrow.
And yeah, exactly. And we could afford that support, though, to support them. That's the shitty part. But
yeah, I don't know how they fuck things up so bad.
Mm-hmm.
In the last 25 years, that's going to take 10 years for you to fix it. And that's with drastic things happening.
Yeah, no.
At least start. That's the thing. It's got everybody discouraged. Everybody's ready to move out of the country.
Yeah.
Away from the bullshit.
No, so I hear like people saying like go to Canada or like, over in Europe, wherever.
Now send our politicians to Canada. It's like North Korea can, they say, can reach the U.S. with a nuclear weapon. If they can't reach Washington, D.C., maybe we could help them out. I'll get that much further. Blow the whole son of a bitch up, make a lake out of it, put a water ski on it or something. Hope things go well, but yeah. Being real, I'm not buying any new equipment. I just, I got down to the point where my working capital's all gone from the equipment that I did buy. And Obama keeps screwing around with the defense spending, and that's what largely what I do is defense work. So we had an order that we were supposed to have gotten the first of this month, and now they pushed it out a year before.
Why did they push it back?
Obama doesn't want to spend the
Yeah.
money.
Yeah.
He stopped production on that F-22 fighter. He stopped several programs that we work on directly.
I see you.
Outlawing coal burning in power plants is bullshit.
Yeah, because what is it, global warming they're saying, or?
Yeah, that's nonsense, the whole
Yeah.
thing.
Yeah. But so do you guys, you manufacture like defense, like weapons or like
Bombs.
all bombs? Oh wow. How's that whole process? A pretty
They need more,
Yeah.
and we had contracts to make them, and they've canceled them or pushed them out a year, and that's hurting us. We've laid off a bunch of people and cut our hours back, but
Yeah, that's rough.
it is. And I mean, a lot of it they stockpiled, but you can't wait until the war starts to
Yeah.
start building your weaponry. You've got to have it in stock and ready to use.
And what's
And
the turnover rate for like from start to finish for the production?
for the
Like how long?
timing of it,
Yeah, the timing of it.
we've been doing them for 23 years. We've been doing about 300 a month of a 2,000 pounder,
Wow.
and now we're doing half that, and probably fewer than that even
Fewer than
as
that.
time goes on. So,
That's
but
crazy.
it is. It really is. And I mean, yeah, they don't actually use them, all the time, but they still need to have them piled up someplace in a bunker, in storage, but done and ready to use.
Yeah,
And we've
exactly.
done R&D work on developing two new warheads, and now that's all sitting there. Plus, the fighters are supposed to carry them. They're not building any of those anymore.
Wow.
That they didn't build anywhere near what the military wanted, and they stopped production on it. So everybody's hurting. I don't care where it is.
Yeah, no, I know. It's just like, yeah, it's a snowball effect. And is that pretty typical though? Like you've seen in your through the 23 years you've been working there, is it kind of fluctuate like that, or is it's
No.
just bad right now?
It's all Obama.
Yeah, that's
He's
crazy.
creating all the problems, yeah.
And see that, and like, I mean, I knew it to an extent, but I didn't know it goes this deep, like affecting businesses, and all that. That's crazy. Like
Yeah, it
it's.
is.
Because that's what it's hurting mostly is like, the businesses, business owners. And,
Yeah, and putting people out of work.
yeah, exactly.
The other thing is the natural gas stuff. They're drilling, doing all the drilling in Pennsylvania and the Marcellus Shale, and gas has gotten so cheap now that they can't give it away. So they laid
Yeah.
off 80,000 people that were
Holy shit.
drilling gas wells. 80,000 people is a lot of
That's
people.
that is a lot of people.
And those guys were making $40,000 to $100,000 a year.
Yeah. So you go.
And you can't get a job as assistant manager at Burger King making that.
Yeah, I know, right? It's like, what do they do? I know they can get like, some can get unemployment, but that only lasts for so long.
Yeah, for like 6 months or so.
Yeah, exactly.
But so I don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
They just fiddle fuck around. We end up taking it on the chin.
No, seriously. Yeah. But hopefully soon, it's coming up and hopefully things start turning around.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, especially for you guys with all that. So you guys hanging in there right now? Or you kind of just taking cuts or as you go?
It's just hard to work, day to day. Don't have
Yeah.
enough cash to buy the raw materials and have them here on time.
Yeah.
So we end up being late for the work we do have.
Yeah, see, that's what. Yeah,
it'll be a couple, 3 months before I'll be considering anything.
Okay.
And it'll probably be the same as it is now until after the election.
Yeah.
And people start loosening up.
Yeah, no, I hear you. I mean, equipment finance, that's our, you know, our bread and butter. And we also do working, you know, capital. We can free up 10 to 15% of top line revenue as unsecured cash. Have you guys, you said you used working capital before, didn't you?
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got a million and a half at the bank. You know,
oh, wow.
And a credit line.
Yeah.
And we used that all up. So.
Oh, you used that all up? Yeah.
Yeah, we're not getting enough money in to make payments back, so it just kind of sits there in a lump and we pay interest on it.
Yeah, you just pay the interest on it. Was there, yeah, have you thought about taking any more capital? Are you kind of just holding off for the next 3 months?
Yeah, I'm going to hold off. I don't know.
Yeah.
Wait,
kind of
see
what's
going to happen.
Yeah. No, I hear you. But yeah, Herman, I mean, it was good talking to you. If you don't mind, can I send you some info? You just kind of keep it in your back pocket via email. Just some highlights of our programs as well as my contact info. And yeah, in case something comes up.
Very good. Okay.
Okay.
Thanks for calling.
Hey, thanks for talking.
Bye.